Well, hello, Sir Daniel Nguyen.
Hello, Laura.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time to meet me today in beautiful, majestic hotel in Cannes. So your film is screening here at the film market, and it is about your life and your childhood in Vietnam. So today you are an award-winning sculptor and painter, but this film is going back to your roots. Why was it important for you to place the story in Vietnam in the 70s, especially at the time of the fall of Saigon?
Well, first of all, as an artist, my role is to communicate. Visual language is my artwork, whether it's a sculpture or a painting. I find that cinema art is also very powerful in a way of communicating visual language, because there are thousands of frames, in essence, like thousands of paintings in a movie. And then the movie is moving, so it's like a sculpture, three-dimensional. So for me, it is a way to communicate my visual language so much more powerful and so much more clearly to understand universal truth. With that said, this is the first time that the Vietnamese government has allowed any director outside of Vietnam to film this movie in Vietnam pre-1975. And the reason for that is because the authenticity of my story and my life, and the movie has to be organic and real. That is why for 50 years the Vietnamese government has not approved and banned a lot of movies that are about Vietnam pre-1975. For us, it is much more organic and much more authentic. And for me, as an artist, I want to communicate something that is truthful, that actually is not from the view of Vietnam or not from the view of the West, because each has their side of the war. So this is a view from a child, 7 years old. The child does not understand war. The child does not understand politics. The child does not know anything about the world. He is an innocent, naive. So the movie is based on the visual, how the child sees the world. So with that said, that is why the government approved it. And I want it to be authentic. And I want it to communicate in a way that everyone in the world, when they see this movie, can connect with not just that child, but themselves. I want them to see in the mirror later, after they see the movie, and they see themselves as that child, because all of us have adversity. From child to adulthood, we all experience pain. Ultimately, everyone will experience death of a loved one, will experience tragedy. In my philosophy, there is no life appreciation without death. There is no sweet without the sour. There is no happiness without sorrow, because you do not understand what that means. With this movie, I want to convey a message not about an artist, but it is about humanity, about the human condition, the human emotion, and about life in itself, because we all, as human beings, experience the same emotion, the same pain. And in order to understand why we experience pain, why we feel the emotion, hopefully when this movie is out and people see it, they may understand that and embrace that, that the universe is stating that this is what needs to happen so that you can appreciate your life. And then in your life, in this universe, in this planet, you can do a positive influence on others, because when you leave, that is how you will be remembered. Not by anything else, not by materials, not by anything else that you possess, but by the positive influence you have on others. That's how you will be remembered, and that's how humanity will grow.
True. It's true that even without knowing anything about the context, we understand everything, and we just feel the love, and that's what connects us all. So the actors, the actor who plays you as a kid and the actress who plays your grandmother are really amazing, and they seem to have such a beautiful connection. So what was it like working with them, and how did you communicate such a personal story with them?
It was extremely difficult to film this movie. The actress we had played the role of my grandmother, her name is Kyu Chin, a very famous award-winning actress, over 60 years of experience working with Hollywood actors and actress, Golden Globe, Emmy award-winning. And the child actor was flawless in terms of how he communicated. For me, it was extremely bittersweet. For me, it was an opportunity to see them act, but it was painful because it was like a memory, watching something that I could not believe, because the location was exactly the same location. But more importantly, for me, I was torn. My heart was ripped out, because watching that is like watching a memory. But the positive side of that, it was it gave me an opportunity to say goodbye to my grandmother, because I never had a chance to do that. This was a way to do so, and it was very emotional for me.
That's beautiful. So the film is called Chrysalis, and there are a lot of drawings of butterflies. There are butterflies everywhere, and it's very much about, it feels like it's about coming of age and coming into shape. What was the symbolism of that in the film? What was that important for you?
Very powerful. Chrysalis represents a metamorphosis, a transformation from everyone. All of us, once we're born, eventually we will die. Chrysalis is the same, from a caterpillar to a cocoon, and to chrysalis into a butterfly. And that's what this transformation is, this movie, is to explain that all of us, every single human being, will go through that process. And that process sometimes deals with isolation, rebirth, breaking, mending, coming out of the cocoon, and ultimately become a beautiful butterfly. Because the butterfly ultimately becomes this beautiful butterfly, it is now knows the world and transfers and travels the world. But there's a lot of pain and suffering once the butterfly leaves the world, but he's beautiful. As a caterpillar, he's young and naive and innocent and knows nothing except just to eat and to be there. But when you become a butterfly, you're beautiful. But the trade-off and the sacrifice is that you have now, people appreciate your beauty, but ultimately you will become part of the earth again and you will die. That is the truth and the universal existential basic life of principle of humanity.
It is our fate.
It is our fate, all of us. And we need to appreciate that.
Yes, we do. Well, thank you so much for this really beautiful and moving film. And thank you for your time today. All the best with the film.
Thank you so much, Laura, for your interview.
Thank you, Daniel.
Merci beaucoup.